You are listening to Benefit from the Bible. The Bible is God's word of truth to show us our need for Jesus, to save us through Jesus, and to show us how to live for Jesus. If you have questions or needs, please let us know. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, we're back today in the book of Acts, and we're in chapter 16 today. Just before we get to our text itself, I want to do a few other things, though. Let me give you a little background information here. Paul and Barnabas, they were working together. They were a missionary team. And then the Bible tells us that they had a sharp disagreement, something we don't expect to happen between two missionaries. However, it did happen, though. The result was that Barnabas took Mark and went on their own missionary journey. And then Paul, he went ahead and took Silas. So what ended up happening is that there was one missionary team, resulting in two missionary teams. One example where God can take something bad and turn it into something good. The Bible also tells us that shortly after that time, Paul also recruited Timothy in order to join his team. And then, just before we get to today's text, we see that Paul, Silas, and Timothy, they went on a journey, and the journey was in what we think about today as Turkey, and then they went over further to the west and finally went into Europe. So I want to read what the Bible says here right before we get to the text. It says, they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So, passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas, and Troas is an ancient port on the western edge, again, of what we know today as Turkey. So they were trying to go to various places in that area, and yet the Holy Spirit was telling them no over and over again. Just before we get to that, I want to talk about this unusual phrase here. The Bible talked about the Spirit of Jesus. That phrase is unusual. It only appears one other time in the whole Bible. Normally, when we think about the Holy Spirit, we are thinking about the Spirit of God the Father. Here, though, it's referred to the Spirit of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is referred to as the Spirit of Jesus. How can we reconcile this? Well, we know from the Bible that God the Father, he did give the Holy Spirit to his Son, and then on the day of Pentecost, the Son poured out the Holy Spirit upon the believers. So we can rightly say then that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father. We can also rightly say that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Son. And then, thinking about the text I read, and thinking about what the Holy Spirit was doing there, the Holy Spirit was not allowing this missionary team to go to certain places. This is one of those plain cases in Scripture where the Holy Spirit was closing certain doors to missionary work and opening other doors to missionary work. Is the Holy Spirit still at work today in various ways? In fact, he is. So the Holy Spirit is working through the Word of God in order to guide us as believers in our lives and also in our work. The Holy Spirit is also at work through the Word to put sinners in possession of God's great gifts of forgiveness and eternal salvation. And how does he do that? He does that by grace through faith in Jesus, by imparting that gift of faith in Jesus to those who do not yet know him. At this point, we go on to this vision that Paul had seen. So now we get into our text itself. We're in Acts chapter 16, picking up at verse 9, and the Bible says, a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A certain man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So, setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, that's an island in the Aegean Sea, and the following day to Neapolis. Neapolis is a port on the southern coast of Macedonia and basically considered the harbor for Philippi, which is where they were headed. Philippi is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. Based on what I read, let me talk about that a little bit. So Paul saw a vision. Now, this isn't like you or I having a dream, kind of a vague dream. We're not quite sure if it really what it means or how we should apply it. This vision was something different. It was something given to Paul by God. It was a very clear thing that this certain man in Macedonia was calling to come to this area, populated mostly by Gentiles, and to bring the word of God to the people in that place. If you think about what Paul was called to do, he was called to be an apostle to the Gentiles. You might remember what the Lord said to Ananias. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, when the Lord wanted Ananias to go to where Saul was at and to restore his sight. The Lord said to him, talking about Paul, "He is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles." So this all fits together now. And then what happened? So Paul had the vision, and then the Bible tells us that immediately, in other words, right away in the morning when Paul woke up, his missionary team, they boarded a ship and they headed to Macedonia. Why did Paul do that? Paul did that because he was open to the will of God. He tried to do various things on present-day Turkey, and yet God kept saying, "No, no, no." But then he showed him the vision, and he got him to the place where he wanted him to be. So as soon as he knew the will of God, right away he took action, and he went to that place. What about us? What about you and me? Are we open to the will of God? Here at Bethlehem, we have some present needs. So we have a need for people to sign up and be a summer Sunday school teacher 1 week. There's a sign-up sheet in the back. We also have a need for people to sign up and help because we're trying to redo our garden area. Again, a sign-up sheet in the back. We also have another sign-up sheet back there to help with some mulching out on our property. So maybe those are things that God might be leading some of us to do. And maybe we have a neighbor, a family member, a friend, a coworker who does not yet know Jesus Christ. Is God leading us to share his word with that person? May God help us to be open to such things. And then also, too, in the section I read, we have the statement here. It says, "We sought to go into Macedonia." So we might ask the question, who is we? We have to think about the book of Acts, and we have to think about who wrote it down. So it is the word of God, but God did move Luke by the Holy Spirit in order to write it down. So when he says, as the writer, when he says that we sought to go to Macedonia, really what it's saying is that the we is talking about Paul, Silas, and Timothy, and also Luke. So it was kind of a subtle way of Luke saying, I was there, I was present, I experienced that, and now, by the grace of God, I'm writing about it. And then we think about where they went. So they went to a place called Philippi, which is a Roman colony, and I just want to give you a little bit of history on that real quick. So Philippi became a real city about 300 BC. So the connection here is that Philippi is named after a man named Philip, and Philip is actually the father of Alexander the Great. So a pretty important connection here. About 300 years after that time, as we get closer to the time of Christ, at that time, Philippi, which had become very important, it was elevated all the way to the status of the other various Roman colonies that were located in Italy itself. So this was a big deal to take a colony outside of Italy and bring it to that same status. That was Philippi. Now we come to the Lord's work. And how does he work? He works through his word. Going back to the text, the Bible says, "We remained in this city," that is the city of Philippi, "some days. And on the Sabbath, we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. We sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. And after she was baptized, and her household as well, she urged us, saying, 'If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay.' And she prevailed upon us." So what was their situation? They didn't know exactly what to do when they got to Philippi, but they were headed in that direction. They arrived there. And then when it came to the first Sabbath that they were there, they were trying to figure out where to go, what to do. Philippi was a very important city. However, though, it did not have a synagogue. Keep in mind, they're in Gentile territory, and it required at least 10 Jewish men at a minimum in order to form a synagogue. So there was no synagogue. Again, they're in Gentile territory. So they came to find out that there were these women, and they were women who were God-fearing women who would gather down by the river for a time of prayer. As we think about Lydia and these other women, we could make a number of parallels between them and Cornelius that we focused on last week. Both of them are Gentiles. Both of them worshiped God. But also both of them needed more information. They needed more information about sin. They needed more information about the finished work of Jesus Christ. So with Cornelius, Peter brought that information. Now with Lydia, God is going to use Paul to bring that important information. So what happened? They met up with those women, probably these men. They introduced themselves. The women must have recognized their credentials, and they were willing to listen to them. And then those men began to teach those women about sin, about the work of Jesus Christ, and how heaven is open through him. What happened? The Bible says that the Lord opened Lydia's heart. So notice that the Lord did it. It wasn't Paul doing it or the other men with him. It was the Lord. So when we think about trying to reach out to someone else, it's not something we can do. We can share the word of God, but it's dependent upon the Lord to open that person's heart. On that topic, Lenski described the Lord's work with these words. He wrote, "The Lord opens the heart, but the hand with which he lifts the latch and draws the door is the word, which he makes us hear, and the door opens as we keep holding our mind to what we hear." As we think about the Lord doing that work, let's try to break that process down a little bit. So how does the Lord begin to open the door of our heart? Going back to what Lenski wrote, "The hand with which he lifts the latch and draws the door is the word which he makes us hear." Now, the word of God is going out into the whole world today because of the technology in the world. I'm afraid, though, that oftentimes when people hear the word, it tends maybe to go in one ear and right out the other. In other words, people aren't actually thinking about it. They're not processing it, and it doesn't do them any good. So it is the Lord, though, who enables us to hear that word, to think about that word, to benefit from that word. If that describes you, then you have to give all the glory to God for having enabled you to hear and to benefit. How does the Lord continue to open the door of our heart? Again, going back to Lenski, he wrote, "The door opens as we, by God's grace and power, keep holding our mind to what we hear." So as the word is going forth, the Holy Spirit is working in connection with that word, and he's causing us to be interested in that word. He's causing us to think about that word. He's causing us to see how that word has application in our lives. Again, God is the one who has to begin that work. God is the one who has to continue that important work. Another question then, can an unbeliever help out the Lord when it comes to salvation? Lenski gave this answer and wrote, "No man can open the door, nor can he help the Lord." Why is that true? It's true because the Bible says that all people are dead in their sins, so that means they are dead, they are helpless, until God takes action in order to make them alive in Christ. So no unbeliever can help. Anyone who has moved from being an unbeliever to a believer, God has done the entire thing. And furthermore, God is the one who then must keep us in Jesus Christ. Final question for the day, can an unbeliever reject God's word? Now, some people would be logical and say, oh, if he can't accept it, then he can't reject it. Well, he can accept it, but in fact, he can reject it. Lenski wrote, "The one thing man can do is to bolt the door." In other words, to refuse to hear and to heed the word of God. Does that happen to people oftentimes? I'm afraid it does. So what can our response be then for such people? We should keep caring about them. We should keep loving them. We should keep praying for them. And as God gives opportunity, let us keep sharing the word of God with them, knowing that the Holy Spirit will work through that word. And we don't know for sure, but we hope and pray that in time, the Holy Spirit will enable them to be interested, to hear, and ultimately to benefit from the work, from the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the challenge for today? Well, Paul, he was very much open to the will of God. That's a wonderful way for us to be too. May God grant that for each one of us in all kinds of ways in our lives. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, as you have worked and are continuing to work to enable us to hear, heed, and benefit from the Word of God, we pray that you will grant the same to many, many others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Questions? Needs? Contact us through our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. This is our regular schedule. Sundays, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45. Mondays, service at 7 p.m. Now, may the Lord of peace continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all.